Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Meir Rashi Sheyichu, schuss Moshe Mishne Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Rus Victoria Stila Ravida, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adasa, Fushlan Riyas Hashlem, Hashem and Yosef Ben Buria, Moshe Ben Shoshana, Kibiyah Ben Ora, Bracha Sacha Hosayadeyam, Beli Sheba Bas Rucham Shendel, Yosef Moshe Ben Ora, Learning the sugi of schus v'choyv v'bedinei mamonis based in the Torah of Meir Rabbi Agoin Agadol, Reb David Manzitzal. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin 32a. Echod dinei mamonis v'echod dinei nefashis. Both dinei mamonis dinei nefashis. B'drisha v'chakire. These are two types of shilas that you ask the Adam. There's seven questions that you ask. So that's called the Drisha V'Chakira. So from Rashi and the Rif, it comes out the Drisha are the seven questions they ask. Zmano Makomo, relating to the time and place of where it happened. And additional questions like what the person was wearing. That's the chakira. Or other opinions. But the point is that you ask various questions. So echad dinei mamonos, echad dinei nefashos, zusha chakira, shenemar mishpat echad yelachem. As echo mashvim bein mishpat mavet lemishpat mamon, they both have drisha v'chakira. As it says in the pasuk, b'drash levchakarta, and we learn that hu adin dinei mamonos, atzom and nefashos. They're mamonis as well. Mabi dinei mamonis dinei nefashos. What's the difference? Dinei mamonis v'shloisha. Dinei mamonis is three judges. Dinei nefashos v'aser v'shloisha. Whereas dinei nefashos, 23. Dinei mamonis, when the dayanim are coming to be machria, after they heard the tainis, poisingly open up the masu maton, bein l'schus bein l'choiva. They could be l'schus anitva, l'choiva sanitva, doesn't matter. Dinei nefashos, l'schus vein poisin l'choiva. They open up with schus of the nesham of the incriminated party. But not l'chova. Dinei mamonis matim al pi echod, bein l'schus bein l'chov. Dinei mamonis, you can pass in al pi one guy, one extra person, tips the scales. But by dinei nefashos, no. Matim al pi echod l'schus, for merit, one, but for chova, two. Dinei mamonis, machzirim bein l'schus bein l'chov. Dinei mamonis, if the dayanim finished, so you're allowed to contradict what they said and go back and do it again. Whether it's l'schus hanitva or l'choivas hanitva. Dinei nefashos, machzir and l'schus, vein machzir and l'choivas. Dinei nefashos is only the schus, not l'chova, that you go back. Once he was innocent, you don't start again and check out maybe he was really guilty. Dinei mamonis, hakom alamdim schus v'choivas. Dinei mamonis, everybody's allowed to learn on the nitva schus v'choivas, even the Talmidim. Who themselves aren't dayanim, but in nefashos, akol malam dim schus, vein akol malam mechoyv. But nefashos, everybody can be malam it schus, but not everybody can be malam it choyv. Only in mamonis, everyone can be malam it schus. In choyv, nefashos only schus. Dinei mamonis, I'm malam it choyv, malam it schus. In dinei mamonis, one who's malam it choyv, he brings rise le choyv, so he can afterwards be malam it schus. V'chein malam it schus, malam it choyv. But in nefashos, lam et choyv, lam et schus, lam et schus, lam et yochso lach, lam et choyv. In mamonis, you can go back and forth, but then when it comes to nefashos, once you say schus, there's no chova. Once you say chova, you can do good, do schus. Dine mamonis, donim bayoim. You go in belayla, the nefashos, donim bayoim, go in bayoim. Dine mamonis, you judge by day, and if you want, you can finish it by night. But nefashos, you have to start and finish by day. Dine mamonis, go in rim. Beyond Bobiyom Ben Schus Ben Lechov, Dinei Nefashos, Gom Bobiyom Schus, Ubiyom Shalach Rav Lechov, Dinei Mominus. It's mutter to finish that day. Ben Lechus Ben Lechov, Dinei Nefashos. You finish today, and for Schus, you can finish on the same day. But Lechov, you have to sleep on it. For Chendol, the Erev Shabbos, Be'er Yom, Lo Be'er Yom. Therefore, you don't judge in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tif. Otherwise, it'll be Halan Sadim. Because, can't be going around Shabbos. Gemara discusses that. Dinei mamonis, atumas v'tairus. Dinei mamonis in the Yom about tumas and tairus. Maschilan Agadol, first you ask the Gadol b'chachma, what his opinion is. With the nefashis, you start with that sad. You start with the Ktani Adayanim, with the Kleine Adayanim. And then you go to the Gadol. Anyone can judge Mammonis, but not everyone nefashis. Just Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that are kosher enough, that are miyuchasim, to marry him off to Kahuna. Gevaldik Moir Rabbeisai, who is able to learn the Mishnah, Sanhedrin 32a. Tosfos, indeed, were a maschil. Echod, right. Baruch Hashem, Shem Drisho Chakira, Melchisi Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Lenin Milid Hali B'Zchus V'Chog Lo Ha Shaykh L'Shvetsin Bo Shaykh Dini Mamas. Tosva says that by Drisho Chakira they're equal. Because Mishpat Echad Yelachem. One Mishpat. It's one judgment. So therefore, we equate them. They both need drisha and chakira, just like by nefashis need drisha and chakira, so too by mamonis. But then militali b'schus v'chova, when it comes to matters that are totally in schus and chova of being winning or losing, can equate them. Why is not shaykh by dinei mamonis? Why is schus and chova not shaykh by dinei mamonis? So why is the rights of Rama? Dr. Rama, there's no such thing in Mamonis as schus and chova, because whenever there's a schus for one guy, there's a chova for the other guy. You can't say, oh, we do the schus, not the chova. Because whenever there's a schus for Reuven, there's a chova for Ploni and vice versa. Only by nefashis you can have schus and chova, but not by Mamonis. It's pasha not shaykh. So writes the Meiri, V'shem Atav Ramayin Yishmer Atav Ha'in Nekishin Dini Mamas Dini Fash Tush Chakira Lo B'shar Dvar Amin Mishu Seim B'shar Dvar Amin Atzalehim Ve'elu Mahapchim B'schus Anidon Kedei Latzilo Abo B'dini Mamas Kol Shtel Mahapich B'schus Hashal Echod Hichoy Ve'etel Ha'achir. When it comes, he says the same word. And when it comes to Dini Nefashis, you can have Schus and Choyva to save the guy as opposed to incriminating the guy. But by Dini Mamonis, whenever you're Mahapich B'schus HaShalachid, you're Mahapich B'choyv Shal HaShem. And so I say, there's a mail that's not shaykh there. So I say, Lisharan, B'shalim Mahab Dini Mamonis, Mahashu B'choyv Shal Zeh, B'schus Shal Zeh, B'mkeim B'chol Tzad Shem Maschil, he gets schus l'chav and any time to start, there's a schus for one of them. And so it's B'chlishar Ben Yer in the Sugya. Oh, Adkan. So now we've done the Gemara, number of Yishayim, and now we start with the kashas. Kasha is, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that when it comes to dinei mamonis, you don't differentiate between schus and chova. You don't say, oh, we go to schus, but not the chova. Of course not. This is, all these Rishonim are saying that there is no schus and chova. But there is a schus for one guy, the chova for the other. So you can't make such a distinction. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Pshita. Then in Dini Mamonis, you don't go l'schus but not l'chov. You don't make a distinction between the two, because whatever is schus for one is schus for the other. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? B'lafachid is no chiddush. B'lafachid is no place for schus versus chova. Ubi yoser, yikshem ha'shekotsu b'sifri, the parashas Dvarim. Perak Aleph Pasuk Yitches, was gebrent in Rashi in Ramban. There's a special pasuk that comes to teach us about the aseres hadvarim that we have in dinei nefashis and we have in dinei mamonis. For yisboil beizus Hashem yisboch la'alon. Hare lefi divrei ha'tosfos and all these other rishonim. B'lav hachi, it's not shaykh in dinei mamonis. Now you need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to teach you about these things that are shaykh in mamonis and nefashis and not mamonis. What do you need a pasuk for? You know what Svara? The same Svara that we've been saying. We've been saying a Svara that it's not Shaykh by Dine Mamonis to have Schus versus Chova. Because whatever Schus for one is Chova for the other. So it's Pasha, not Shaykh. So what do you need a Pasuk for? To
tell us something that we know on our own. After we have a pasuk, so what's the difficulty of our holy Rishonim? The Rishonim say, why do you make this distinction between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamos? Why do you make such a distinction? I'll tell you why you make such a distinction, because we have a pasuk. That's why we have all these distinctions. As Mod Kashe, the Tosis of Lashar Rishayim, who ask on the Shinu between Dinei Mamos and Dinei Nefashos, we have a pasuk, that's why. V'yoseh tamor b'zeh l'chayra, kasha Tyson Sanhedrin 2b, divar maschil, divrei b'soif dvarav, and this Mishnah, shebuchol hani d'choshit b'ma b'in dinim imomis l'in dinim nefoshis, amai lo mashvin lo mishbarechot. Tyson asks, in all these matters that we have in the Mishnah that distinguish between dinim imomis and dinim nefoshis, why don't we equate them? Because of mishbarechot. Tosis lies with the Tzarechiyim. So when we have an explicit pasuk like that, Dinei Mamonos are 3 and Dinei Nefashos are 23, that's not shver. Why is that not shver? Because that's lehedya. Lehedya b'psukim she'em donim zeh lezeh. And b'chdusharan is kama. So what was Tosis kasha? Mishar dvarim, things that are totally in tzchus and chova. Then why don't we equate between dinei mamos and dinei nefashos because of mishparecha d'yelecha? What's their kasha? It's not shaykh. Or you yourself tell us that it's not shaykh on daf lamed beis. So why are you telling me on daf beis that it is shaykh? And you're asking a kasha, so why don't we have mishparecha? And you blab with the tzarechim. What do you mean mishparecha? It's not shaykh to say, oh, go to schus and not the chov. Because when it comes to any moment, what schus is always chov, what chov is always schus. Shem el lavin zot. B'chagavna, tzarechiyun, ומה שכוסר והראש, בתויסס הראש, דף למד בייס, on the kasha from Mishbarechad, he writes, אף אגב למשהי אלוהי נדריש שבוחה, כי לא מנסים, Mishbarechad יהיה לכם, אני אמיד אותו לבסוס וחוי בין לשבו, יסן בואי תרשים לכמה בפרקים, ועשה את המשפט ואני אומר לך, אבל אתה מעט המשפט שיר הניסקו, אלמה בדיני מומס, לא יחיישינם בהתוי הסחוי בו. So we see in the Rosh, in his first teretz, when he's bothered, why we don't equate them completely, Dina Moms and Dina Fushes. So he says that you can't linear mili to tell the schus chov when it's dependent on schus and chov, you can't compare the two. Because what's a schus for one is a chov for the other. Not only that, it looks for another teretz. And he finds a pasuk, Vayisata mishpat evyoncha, v'latamata mishpat shor hanisko. You don't have to find a schus for the shor. But when it comes to when it comes to Dina Nefashos, Rove of two. You need two more. But now when it comes to Dina Mamonos, now when it comes to Shor Nisko. So you see Shor Nisko is considered Dina Mamonos, and that we have a chiluk here between
nefashis and mamonis. So you see that you don't equate nefashis and mamonis. What is he looking for a pasuk for that you don't equate nefashis and mamonis? It's not shayach schus v'chova. There's no haskalas akushia. He's finding a teretz to a kasha that doesn't exist. Why don't we equate nefashis and mamonis with regard to schus and chova? And because akushia, it's not shayach schus versus chova in mamonis. Because whatever is a schus for one is a chova for the other, and vice versa. Bog Yosef Kashe, Mashi Kasev Divra Harama B'Sugi. That he says by Dine Mamas, it's not Shaykh to have a Toyo L'Toyvo. That when it comes to Tova for his benefit, you only need a majority one. It's a Chov. But it's not Shaykh. Why is it not Shaykh? Because again, what's a Chov for one is a Schus for the other. What's Tevasu Shalzeh is Rasu Shalzeh and vice versa. And he also writes, Kidivrei Arosh. He says, look, when it comes to Shor Niskal, you go with the majority of one. For Kolshkein Dini Mominis. So the Kolshkein is that by Shor, it's Mam Shora, and you still go with the majority of one. But Dini Mominis, is a benefit for the other guy. And therefore there's more of an Atayah the Tova. So certainly we can be paskin l'chova with a majority of one. Because it's a Tova for Yan, for the other guy. Yeah, but the Ramah already told us that it's not shaykh to have the Tova b'dini mamnis, because what's Tova for one is rough for the other. What is he looking for us? What is he looking for a teretz for? Of why? By mamonis we don't find hatayu l'tova. That you don't need a majority of two. You only need a majority of one. Push it, because there is no such thing as it being l'chova that you would need a majority of two. Because what's good for one is bad for the other, and vice versa. So what is he looking for teirutzim for? So first he writes, it's not shach b'dini mominis, because again, kaloshan haramah. How do you distinguish between a Tayyel Tov and a Tayyel Ra? And for Ra, you need a majority of two. And for Tov, you need a majority of one only. There's no such thing. Because what's good for one is bad for the other, vice versa. And then he looks for another terrace. What do you look for another terrace for? That's enough. It's not Shaykh Lecha. Have a Tayyel Tov versus a Tayyel Ra. Tayyah means that you go with the majority of one, you tip the scales with one. Like the Gemara says, L'sata mishpat v'yoncha b'rivo, mishpat v'yoncha yatamate. Now this is talking about, according to Chazal, talking about the nefashis. You're not machriya al pi rov shel echad. By nefashis, but by mamnis, yes. Of course by mamnis, yes. There's no such thing as schus versus chova. The Rama knows that. So why is he looking for another teretz? So we have to say pshat is, based on what the Ran writes, after he writes that, b'chol tzad shem aschali k'schus l'chad minayu, the Ran says, wherever you start, there's always going to be a schus for one of them. As we wrote in the Mishnah, u'bishlem, an amedin imam is demash yuchovas shes l'schus v'sev kem, b'chol tzad shem aschali k'schus l'chad minayu. As we had seen in the Mishnah, that when it comes to Dine nefashis, you start with atzad, so that the bigger dayan can afterwards contradict him. But it doesn't say that by Dine Mamnes. Because by Dine Mamnes, whatever he says, there's always going to be a tzanes chus. So you can already start from the gadol, and you don't have to worry that nobody's going to contradict the schod, because whatever you're starting with is always going to be a schus. So he continues and he writes, after he just schus shall nit for yesu chash vishu masik when we speak about the raya, and even though the schus of the nitva, of the one being sued, is more chashuv, because he's the masik, and we speak about the raya, so his tzad is more chashuv. We call mokam lo olif kulei hai shlichu lamit schus, v'choy v'leiz v'shigir, so it's not so preferable that you can't be malami tzchus or chova for either side that you want. So even if the gadol decides for one for the nitva, but still someone can argue with him. So it seems like the Ran is saying. But according to the Ran Svara, so then Tosfos is a good kasha, because there is an inyan of going l'schus. Now, as we said, by Mamnes, there's no inyan of schus in chayva, because if it's schus for one, it's a chayva for the other. The Ran says no. The Ran says that this is klavei the nitva is the ikar schus. Because he's the one holding on to it. Matzmechavav raya. So the schus starts with him. Therefore, it's a good kasha. Why we don't do why is the distinction between mamas and nefashis? Originally, we've been saying all along there's no distinction. The reason is the distinction between mamas and nefashis by mamas is those things as chus and choyva. But according to the Ran, there is such a thing as chus and choyva. Chus is for the nitva, and choyva is for the nitva. It all goes with the nitva because He's the one who should be getting the schus. So we don't say that if it's a chov of the nitva male, it's a schus of the toveh. Because the toveh is less shy for this thing. Toveh is less worthy because he's not holding on to the item. So therefore, schus is what's called the toveh schus. It's called schus. So we should make a distinction. So Tosfos had a good point. Tosfos had a good kasha. And that's why we need a pasuk to tell us that we don't go by the nefashis plus the schus shel hanitva after the schus of the nitva. And that's what the Rush writes. You can't compare that. The Rush doesn't write the Lashon or there's no schus in chova of the imamis. He just says yishar lashvoisim. You can't compare that. And that's like the Lashon of the Ran. Lo adif kulei hai. It's not so much better. The nitva from the toveh. Notice they're not equal, but you can't say that there's no meaning at all of schus and chol. There is, because again, schus is the nitva. And that's what the Rama brings after he writes that it's not shaykh in the imam of the toveh. Then one person tips the scales. Because it's always going to be Roy to Lasheni. So you can't say that L'Tov is one and L'Roy is two, because what's good for one is always bad for the other. What's good for the goose is bad for the gander, or something like that. So after you write that it's not Shai Chatay L'Tov, because it's always going to be Roy to Lasheni. We shouldn't be called Malcolm, Lion, Malcolm, Lomer, the Kamish Shah said, Tabu 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 Tabu. Then I was thinking, maybe there is Shah, that we need to go Hatay Lotova, the Gabi Anitva. That there isn't any of it being, of us going, a schus, considering it as schus versus a chova. Because whatever's in favor of the Nitva should be one. And when it's against the Nitva, it should be a majority of two. The night we're from the pasuk, we call she can. That the Lamar writes
Koshkin din imamis. Says Miyashi, why does Noah tell the Torah din imamis like the Rosh writes? Because it says that by Mishpat Shur, there you're mate. You're not mate, you don't go in one majority of one when it comes to din nefashis, din mechayiv. But sure you do. And certainly din imamis. How can you say certainly din imamis? By din imamis there is no thing as Hatayu the Torah. The answer is that there is. If we saw now for the land, or what's the school sentence? Does Hatayu the Torah? But it's still hard to understand. The Lashon HaTosfos Daf Lamed Beis. There is not shaykh with dinei mamis. When it comes to dinei nefashis, all of these going with schus and not lechova, making the distinction between schus and chova, that all is legabe dinei nefashis. There we can make all these distinctions between schus and chova, because by dinei nefashis, schus is when he's innocent, and chova is when he's guilty. But this is, you can't say that by dinei mamis. Why can't you say that? We have the struggle of the line. That's why I need a pasuk to tell you otherwise. And the svar is that whatever is in schus for nitva is considered schus, and what's chovim is considered chovim. And that's why I need a pasuk. But Tosfos is not, it's not shaykh. It is shaykh. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though the Shaykh by Din Imam is the difference between Schus and Chov, still, we don't have one. A uniform Din for Schus and for Chov. Hashem came by Din Fashis. Because there is, even by Din Imam, you have Schus versus Chov. So why does Tosfos write that it's not Shaykh by Din Imam? It is Shaykh by Din Imam, as we explained. We can also ask on the Rosh and the Rama and the Hariyafusa from the Vav on the base, about Tamate, Mishpat Shor Nisko, yeah, Tamate and the Fashis. There you don't go with the majority of one. But by Shor Nisko, you do go with the majority of one, and certainly by the Imam. So if that's true, then what do you need to pass it for? You have this Kol Shem Dini Mamas that you go with the Hatayah one. So when I read a Pasuk to tell you that all the Dinim, we don't have by Dini Mamas all the Dinim that come from the need to go to Schus and not Lechov. We already have that from Shor Nisko. By Shor Nisko, we don't say, if it's Lechova, you need a majority of two. If it's a Schus, a majority of one is enough. No, we say it's the same for both. Majority of one is enough. So if that's true, then what do you need a special pasuk to tell you? That whenever it comes to Schus and Chova, you always have to go for the Schus. Doesn't apply to Dinei Mamas. We know that it doesn't apply to Dinei Mamas. Did we already learn that from Shor Nisko? Therefore, majority one is enough. Because we don't say, you have to look for Schus and Achov. So it's Pashit. We don't say that you have to look for Schus and Achov by Mamas. Only by Nefashis. So why do we need a Pasuk to tell you about the Schus and Achov by Mamas? That why do we need a Pasuk to tell you that? Excuse me, that my mom is you don't go to Schus and Achov. You know that from Shor Nisko. So it's Pashit that it's only a din by Nefashis. So Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, we have a lot of kashas here, what they say.
require us to explain. And that is going to be our avodah the next shir, where we are going to Mirat Hashem, seeing the flaws in Taras Hashem, and we're going to have some light in the Sugya of Binyan. So please stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Binyan Rosh Hashanah.